competitive bicycle racing on a track was once a major spectator sport in the United States, and Wisconsin was no exception.
In this week's Curious Wisconsin, we check out the Washington Park Velodrome in Kenosha. It's been in operation for over 80 years, and it still hosts races today.
Len Cabalterra has been racing at the Velodrome for a few decades, and he's worked as race director and organizer at the Washington Park Velodrome. Len, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Rob. Appreciate the time to speak with you.
Well, first of all, I wasn't familiar when I first heard about this. I didn't even know what a velodrome is. It was a new word to me. What is a velodrome?
A velodrome is a bicycle track, or a track, like a running track, that's made for bicycle racing. The difference between a running track and a bicycle track is it's typically banked in the corners to allow higher speeds through the turns.
Okay, and what kind of, how steep is that pitch on these banks?
Well, the track in Kenosha starts at about 27 degrees, and some of the newer tracks that they use at the, you know, the international level, and you know, even there's one in Chicago that's has about over 50 degrees of banking.
Wow, so you're going pretty fast to stay up on that, I imagine.
You do. You need a track like that. You have to be pedaling about 20 miles an hour to stay upright. On our track in Kenosha, it's a you don't have to have that type of a speed. It's not that steep.
Well, let's get into the history of velodromes in the U.S. How big were they? When did they first come about?
Velodrome racing actually started back in the late 1880s, 1890s, and it was one of the biggest professional sports at the time. You know, some of the highest-paid athletes, some of the highest attended events were these bicycle races at major places, you know, Chicago Amphitheater, Madison Square Garden, and, you know, all over the country. They were the top riders in the world would come and race their bikes.
So this was a big spectator sport.
It was in the time. You know, it would fill arenas just like current professional sports do today.
And the people who are racing, they were kind of the sports stars of the day.
They were, you know, one of the greatest ones of all time. You know, there was a lot of them. Was this person, Major Taylor from Indianapolis, and you know, he made at the time, you know, more money than any professional athlete in the world.
Well, now take us into Kenosha. How far back does the velodrome go there?
In the Kenosha Velodrome, Washington Park Velodrome, it opened in 1927. So currently, it's the oldest continually operating velodrome in the U.S. You know, it shut down for a few years during World War II, but since then, you know, that's 87 years of race history that we have in Kenosha.
So what is it about Kenosha and the velodrome? Why did it stick around there?
One of the big reasons it stuck around is, you know, it had a history. You know, some of the big riders came from the Kenosha, Chicago, Milwaukee area, but also the support that the city of Kenosha gives. You know, it's a landmark. You know, being the oldest velodrome in the U.S. at this time, you know, the city can, you know, treats it like a landmark and helps us, you know, care for the track by, you know, fixing, repairing, you know, just simple things like mowing the lawn and making the facilities for, you know, riders of all ages to come down and enjoy.
And, Len, how did you first get involved in the velodrome there?
I started riding at in the stock bike program on a Monday night. I was a cross-country runner at the University of Wisconsin Parkside and was injured and used bicycle riding as rehab and just started enjoying riding more than running, so became involved with the Monday night program back in 1985.
Back in 1985. Now, that Monday night program, it's still running, it sounds like. How can anybody just show up with any old bike and give it a try?
Yeah, the Monday night stock bike program, it starts, you know, with children 3 years old. If you can pedal a big wheel or a bicycle or any bicycle or anything, you can come and ride on the warm-up circle, which is where we have the younger age group children ride. And then they graduate to the larger track at 7, 8 years old, where, you know, the track that the adults race on, and all the way up to 60 years old. You know, so there's a big range. Bring your bike, have a helmet, and you can race.
So on any given Monday, how many people tend to show up and give it a try?
Well, there's usually 40 to 50 different people racing. Last year, we have So we had about 120 different people showing up to race, which is pretty nice for a development program.
And then so that's where people can show up and give it a try. I gather that Tuesday night is the big spectator sport night. What happens on Tuesdays in season?
Tuesday night is a USA Cycling Sanction Series. So those are the guys that you see racing. You know, when you see a bike race all over, there's the sanctioning event of this of bicycle racing. So we have about 40 to 60 people, again, racing, all age categories, starting from 9 years old. And some of the oldest people racing still competitively at that are, 60 years old and coming out and racing.
Wow. And do you get, is it still a big spectator sport when you do it there?
Not like it was. You know, in the late 80s, early 90s, we have challenges now, I believe, Xbox and, a lot of other things going on out there to keep people at home more. But there's good nights. We have some main events through the season that we get some great promotion and more people coming down.
Are we seeing a return of velodromes? Are you hearing about them opening up elsewhere in the country now?
Well, there are. Velodrome racing there has been growing over the last few years. One opened up in Chicago about 3 years ago. One just opened up in Boulder, Colorado. This was the first season for them. So you'll see them popping up. It looks like there's one in Cleveland, one in South Carolina. So it's exciting to see the resurgence of that track racing.
Do you think you're getting to a critical mass where there's more velodromes, there's more racers, and maybe more of an audience for it?
I think that would be, the more exposure people get, it'll just drive more people to racing. One thing I tell people about racing, at the track, there's road races that you see, like the Tour de France and the Criterium racing. Those guys go out and they race, their event, and they have one finish a night. At the track, a guy like, say a junior, 14 years old, he has the opportunity to race and compete seven different times a night in different categories. So you're racing and, racing an event, a minimum of 2-3 times, up to 5-6, depending on your age group.
Len, I just thought of what's maybe a stupid question. I keep going back and forth between picturing this in an enclosed amphitheater and outside. Is this an indoor or an outdoor sport?
It's both. The one in Kenosha is outdoor, so the season runs, during the summer, May through early September. There's one in Los Angeles, the ADT, which is the Olympic Training Center version, and that one is year-round. It's enclosed. They control the humidity. They control the temperature. So it goes from your outdoor track to, high-tech indoor.
Now, we've talked a little bit about the stock bikes. You can show up with your own bike. How about the pros? What's special about the bikes they use?
Well, the pros have to ride a bike called it's a fixed-gear bike. So it's one gear, no brakes.
No brakes.
No shifters. No brakes, no shifters. Yeah, that's it's kind of imposing when you first talk about it, but it just gives you a lot of control. It's direct drive pedaling to go forward, and you back pressure the pedals to slow down. And, no one is going to hit the brakes, so you run right into the back.
Oh, okay. So that's a case where brakes might make us less safe in this case.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, that's what I like to say after racing for all the years. It's, everyone is under control, pretty much.
So if we're in the Kenosha area on a Tuesday night during the season, what do we see when we go in to check out the event as a spectator?
Well, you come down to Washington Park Velodrome, and you see there's a hill. The nice thing about Kenosha is it's set in along a hill. So the track is at the bottom of the hill, and the seating is you bring your blanket or your lawn chairs and you sit in the grass around. So it's like the Alpine Valley lawn seats, I guess, would equate that to.
Huh.
You'll see racing starting at 7, all age categories. So you'll have the little tykes that'll, our future Olympians at 9, 10, 11, 12 years old to, all the junior categories to seniors and, masters racing at guys racing at 40, 50, 60 years old still.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. Len, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the time. And everyone, come on down to Kenosha.
That was Len Caballero with the Washington Park Velodrome in Kenosha. For the racing schedule, we've put up a link to the Velodrome. You can check out that Monday night and Tuesday night ride. Head over to the Central Time Facebook page to find that information.